Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
All right, start us up. It's time for Overtime. Wednesday. It's the Wednesday, November 28th edition. Good morning. I'm Debbie Monterey, and joining us here in Studio B is Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show.
Good morning, everybody.
And Megan, I can't talk today. Backup, we'll edit that out later. Megan McBride, Democratic strategist with Show Me Victories.
Good morning.
Hello. I'll just call you Medden all day.
That's fine.
Okay. We had this story all morning long about soccer. And it's going to be discussed before the Board of Aldermen this morning. The St. Louis Development Corporation releasing a financial impact report on the proposed new MLS stadium. The report found that the city will earn $41 million over 30 years from the proposed stadium. The report said that was double what it would need to be financially sustainable and awarded the proposal 5 out of 5 stars. Now, the aldermen are going to be discussing this today, Charlie, and I know you had Professor John Ammon on yesterday who said this should go to a public vote, although I think the aldermen are hoping that that won't be the case. What do you think is going to happen? Any predictions on what the Board of Aldermen might do today?
Well, I think it'll probably get approval, but I'm not sure. I don't really gauge the mood of the Board of Aldermen too well. So what's going on there, I'm not entirely sure. Getting to Ammon's point, he does make a pretty good point that didn't seem to be disputed by Jack Coder, who is a local alderman and in favor of the project, I'm sure, that there is an ordinance still on the books that there's supposed to be a public vote if there's any public financing for sports stadia. So there is that. They just don't have anybody standing up and asking for that at this point. That might happen. So there's that. Is this a good deal for the city of St. Louis? Overall, I think it is. Is it the best deal? I don't know. I'd really like some accountant outside of the city to put on the green eye shades and kind of go over this with a real sharp pencil. And I think Ammon brings up a good point. You know, there's property tax abatement, but how long does it have to go? Maybe it could end in 2025. We are talking about a city that can't pick up the trash, has a homeless problem, is underfunding the schools, and we're also in a region that as of 2011, according to the East-West Gateway Council of Governments, had abated about $5.8 billion worth of property for private development. And where did that really get us? Well, because we're not growing jobs like the rest of the nation. So I think there's a lot of questions. Your first question was, will it be approved? Yeah, probably.
Long story short, what do you think, Megan?
Yeah, I think it will ultimately be approved. I think it's a much better deal than the original proposal that was voted on by the people that had a lot more public investment happening in it than this plan does. The Taylor family, the Kavanaugh group, they're amazing. What they've stepped up to provide to the city is a huge asset. It's a piece of land that is doing nothing right now. It's a floodplain, essentially, you know, with a highway going through it. There's no development there. It's not creating jobs. It's not bringing in revenue. I think this is a major win for the city, and I hope that everyone can really kind of take off any biases, look at the actual proposal clearly, read the legislation thoroughly, which I don't think always happens, and really see it for what it is, which I think is going to be a great thing for the city.
And don't get me wrong, and I hope I'm clear on this. You know, the Taylor family has done great things for St. Louis, and that's wonderful, but here we are once again abating more property. And you know, for example, the city will own it, so there won't be property taxes. Don't we have this conversation every four months that we're abating too much property and this has got to end? So exactly when will it end?
Well, I think this isn't something that's generating tax revenue, right? So it's not creating anything right now. There is no property tax on it. It's owned by MoDOT, right? So it doesn't really change anything. And
can I jump in just a second? That is a fact, what you just said. It is not generating anything, but at the same time, we're told that one of the great aspects for the city to own it is because it is the most prime real estate in St. Mm-hmm. Louis. Now, if it is the most prime real estate, why hasn't anybody developed this in the last 40 years?
Well, I think there's a lot of complications in how you get that property from MoDOT to then develop it. And I think it would have to be something like this that would be a really big impact and really not just be good for the region, but is an awesome thing for the state to have an MLS soccer team here. Soccer is growing. It's incredibly popular. I think lots of people will travel to come see it. I think President Reed made the best point I've heard so far on why the city should own this stadium, which is if we hadn't owned the Dome, and Stan took his team and went to LA, and we had no control over what happened to that property, I don't think we'd be able to get Garth Brooks to sell out that Dome in a day for his shows. And that is, I think, the key that a lot of people are missing here.
I take exactly the opposite point of view with respect. When an owner owns the stadium, he, in Kroenke's case, could have been less likely to move. Because if that stadium is worth $750 million, what's the likelihood of him taking the franchise to Southern California? It's always in the best interest of the ownership group if somebody else owns the property. What's kind of interesting is that what's going on in the county, though, is that who's going to own that training facility? That was, you know, and this kind of makes my point, I think. In the county, the Rams have a deal where they get that property in 2021, right? It's theirs, and it's now the subject of litigation. But I wish somebody in haste had kind of looked at that deal back then and say, hey, that's not a good provision. If you move out of town, that training facility, which we built with taxpayer dollars, should be ours.
Yeah, I think that we've learned a lot in the past as a region from sports deals. And I do think a lot of those mistakes are helping us, you know, create a better deal for the region with this new stadium.
Every deal, you need two sides. You need, you need someone representing, you know, the taxpayers here. Who's doing that? Like, who's driving the hard bargain with the Kavanaugh-Taylor partnership?
Well, I think there's a lot that has gone on behind the scenes with leadership before.
That?
Well, I think that, you know, we've seen the mayor, President Reed, be involved. A lot of aldermen have been involved. If you go back to the very beginning when they announced that, big press conference?
And so you think, and I'm not being accusatory, I'm just wondering, who's like representing the city? Is that the mayor or is the chief of staff or is it the president of the board of aldermen?
I couldn't say who specifically, is like in negotiations talking about it. But I think we have seen a lot of leadership from President Reed and from the mayor being out there talking to the people, explaining to them, working with this potential ownership team. And I'm really proud of how this has all come together. And I think it would be really, really cool to have the first, female-owned team here in St. Louis.
Well, and that's great, too. Yeah. I'm just talking, nickels and dimes and the monetary aspect, things like abatement and how much is necessary to, get the team here. And is there any chance the city can get a little more money out of the deal?
Overtime continues.
That is incredibly cool.
That's awesome.
On KMOX.
KMOX News Time 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Megan McBride of Show Me Victories and Charlie Brennan of The Charlie Brennan Show. And a lot of businesses do this as a regular practice now, offer their employees flu shots because it makes sense if you actually get the flu, not a cold. But the flu, you could lose, a week or so of work, infect everybody else, and it's a big problem. Mercy has implemented a flu shot policy that requires all healthcare employees to get a flu shot. Now at least one employee has been fired. Last year, this nurse was granted a religious exemption, but this year, her request was denied and she was terminated. Mercy says the point of our flu vaccination policy is simple. Protection against the flu virus saves lives, especially those of our most vulnerable patients. Megan, should the nurse have been terminated?
If that's the policy and you break it, then you get terminated. I mean, I don't know. I don't personally get the flu shot, but I'm not a healthcare provider. I don't work around people who are more susceptible than others. So I think I see Mercy's point. I think it's a fair point. You would hate for somebody else to lose their life because one person doesn't want to follow the policy.
Let me move a little further away from you. No, you have your right to your religious beliefs unless they affect the health and welfare of other people. And I was at Mercy the other day, and I'm glad that those there have the flu shot. Yeah, the flu is one of the bigger killers in this country if you look at it on an annual basis. Some people might take it lightly, and this woman can have her, goodness gracious, all her religious beliefs. But if she's around people with compromised immune systems, not even an issue. And,
yeah.
And can you imagine if she did have the flu, people got it in her office and died? What kind of liability Mercy would have then?
Right. And I think one reason people underestimate the flu is because people always, if you have a cold, you know, you're sneezing. Oh, I have the flu. No, you don't. The flu is really serious. All right. You know what else is really serious, especially around this time of year? Porch thieves, porch pirates. Megan and I live close to each other in South City, and that has overtaken whose dog and whose chicken is this on the Tower Grove South Facebook page. Is this jerk stole my package, and everybody has the Ring doorbells now, so there's video footage of people stealing packages. Today is National Package Protection Day. The goal is to encourage homeowners to stay alert and protect their homes against package theft, which is, of course, more and more prevalent during the holidays. Charlie, have you ever had a package stolen from your porch?
I don't know. I mean, we think first of all, I don't think any neighborhood is immune to it. Certainly ours is not. You know, there's this little website called Nextdoor, and people are always complaining that their packages either didn't arrive or they're missing or whatever. But now, you know, you can get all sorts of cameras and install them, I'm told, really easily in front of your house.
But it doesn't help. Doesn't necessarily help catch the person.
But you can see the guy.
Yeah.
And it could be your neighbor. It could be, who knows?
You know? Oh, and they stroll up all nonchalant and just take your stuff. You just, so annoying.
That's why you got to put a decoy filled with who knows what.
Megan, did you follow that post on the Tower Grove South page?
I heard about it, yeah.
There was a guy who was tired of his package being stolen, so he did actually fill an Amazon box with dog poo, put it back on the porch, and it was like this chronicle of the
People
week.
People are coming up with all kinds of interesting. I mean, the house across the street from us, they have like a whole deck box, essentially, that has like a keypad on it so that people can drop the packages in there. It's a whole ordeal. I have been very lucky, knock on some kind
I've been
of
lucky too.
And I'm convinced that our three very loud dogs are keeping people from coming near our porch and taking packages. But if it gets worse, I might have to resort to the deck box and get it locked up and put in there.
There's also a way to thwart them. You just get an intercom system with a speaker on your front doorstep and play Barry Manilow.
Well, the other question is, should you have packages shipped to work? Now, I don't know what our policy is here right now, but I know a few years ago we were told, do not have personal packages sent to work.
Why?
Because they didn't want to have to deal with everybody's packages. I mean,
I know a lot of folks who take that route. But I mean, also, though, you have offices where that might not always be easy, especially you guys have a locked building. We have a building that's locked. So it's a whole ordeal. But I think you can also get your packages delivered to certain places as well now. Like, I think maybe the FedEx or
Amazon has that option too.
Yeah. And Whole Foods, if you're an Amazon person, you can get them delivered to like a locker there and pick them up. So, I mean, people are getting very creative with getting around these porch pirates.
So is the problem at work, though, that somebody who handles the mail will just have more work?
I mean, well, if you figure we have 100 some people here and everybody gets stuff delivered to them. Yeah. So if everybody's getting their packages now delivered to work, that's going to get extremely overwhelming.
Yeah, but sometimes you get personal letters, you know, birthday cards and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe the policy's changed.
Could be under the new regime.
All right, well, let's talk about this one. I Charlie probably can't answer this question, so I'm going to start with Megan here. If you're a woman, one study suggests a better quality of sleep may come from having your furry friend in bed rather than a human. According to research published by, is it Canisius College in New York, women who own pets, especially dogs, may have a better night's sleep because of stronger feelings of comfort and security. So woman's best friend, not a spouse or a boyfriend.
Well, whenever I was single and lived alone, I think that is definitely a true thing. I definitely felt much safer knowing, you know, my dogs were close by and alert and aware of what was going on. Now, I will say it is a major problem. We kick them off the bed. They're huge. They, you know, trap your feet in your blankets. You can't move around. So
they're bed hogs too.
Oh my goodness. So now, yeah, I would say at this point in my life, the dogs on the bed is not helping anything. But
our dog is not allowed on the bed. Because it's the only place in the house where there's no dog hair.
They sneak up. I mean, they wait till we're asleep and you can, I wake up pretty easily and you can just feel two little feet coming at a time, like army crawling up onto the bed. So we're going to have to come up. We need to put bells on them or something.
I think I remember it was Denny Boyd of the bedroom store who said that these huge beds, and some of them are like 76 by 84 inches or by 90 inches. I thought, oh, that's for the NBA player. No, it's people like to sleep with their dogs and other animals, you know, and occasionally spouses.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk gender reveal parties. And should they go away? It's 8:49 at the Voice of St. Louis.
Overtime continues.
If you'd like to celebrate, I'd be okay with that.
On KMOX.
Love it.
All right, Megan's dog just nailed in the act on the bed. Reports from home.
Yes.
All right. There are certain things that are happening in our society simply because of social media. And I think one of those is gender reveal parties. They have gone really over the top because five showers isn't enough. Now you got to have some big, huge gender reveal party. And I just went a little crazy yesterday when I heard that the big wildfire last year in Arizona that caused $8 million in damage was caused by an explosion during a gender reveal party held by a U.S. Border Patrol agent. So they had this whole thing set up, and the Border Patrol agent shoots a gun into these explosives, and it blows up, and it blows up blue powder. But guess what? A boy! Guess what? A wildfire! This was the Sawmill wildfire that burned over 45,000 acres. Now, the guy did plead guilty. I don't know exactly what he's going to be faced with, but is it time for gender reveal parties to go away, Megan?
That's a big yes. I mean, first of all, also, why do you need to have a gun involved in the gender reveal of your child? I mean,
in a dry field in Arizona.
It's maybe one thing to, you know, like cut open a cake. That's clearly not going to hurt anybody. I mean, I'm against the balloons. They're bad for the environment. But to have to fire a weapon to figure out what kid you're having is over the top. They just need to stop.
Well, you know, if it was in some other area, I don't have a problem with some guy blowing something up if it's secure and you got the fire department there or whatever the case is. Because people have bonfires all the time. It's just, in this case, they did it in an arid place at the wrong time of year, blah, blah, blah. But let's face it, that's got nothing to do with the gender reveal party. The gender reveal party was just the reason for the celebration. And hey, if that's what people want to do with their time, who am I to judge? Go for it.
Just don't make all your friends and family
come. Yeah, don't make all your friends come with gifts again. Well, you're not the first person to have a kid.
Well, yeah, you're not the first person to get married, but you invite 175 of your friends and relatives to your wedding.
Right, that's getting out of hand, too. With bridezillas and all. It's because of social media. Everybody has to one-up everybody else.
Is a display, right? You know, it's always a show or a display of some kind of activity, which is, you know, fine. But some things, you know, don't have to be about everybody else.
Okay, so we've got so many celebrations from St. Patrick's Day to Mardi Gras to Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, I don't take part in a lot of them, but I don't begrudge people who want to take part in them and walk up and down the street drunk, whatever. If that's your thing, go for it. But who cares if they do it?
Charlie's obviously not getting invited to a ton of these types of events that you keep getting invitations. You're like, really? Another one? I mean, I have coworkers and friends who have like weddings or wedding related events every single weekend for like months straight. I mean, it's just...
We're having
really
the engagement party and then the picture party and then the party to show you the photos. And it's
very intense.
RSVP, respond if you please. And if you're busy that night because you got to fold the laundry or whatever your exciting life entails, then you say that. Or, you know, it's time to floss the dog's teeth. I can't make it that evening.
That's a good excuse.
I have to guard the bed to make sure the dog doesn't climb
onto
it.
That's going
to
be my new full-time job.
I got to read the MLS stadium proposal.
Yeah. All right. We need to take a break. Megan McBride joining us and the Charlie Brennan Show up after the news.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.